We've made a wrong turn, and Courtney's going to read me my tarot deck. But apparently, no, got nothing. Sorry.
You can go again.
We've made a wrong turn, and this is a dead air episode. This is the Wrong Turn Podcast.
Dead air.
Courtney's got some feelings, guys. she just saw 2014's Tarot, which is like live on, which is streaming on
2024.
Yeah, so sorry.
Brand spanking new.
It was in theaters for like a second, you know?
Whatever. Yeah, I think it came out in May of this year, 2024. And they just popped it on Netflix now at time of recording. It's August. So you saw this movie right away. And we had talked about it, I remember. Because, of course, I was like, oh, I love tarot. I practice tarot. This is, like, definitely one I really want to see and what they do with it. And you immediately were like, it's not good. You told me right away. You're like, it's not great. And I was like, oh, shit. But I knew I was still going to watch it. So, like, what were your feelings?
I mean, it's trying to be like a supernatural slasher. Like, we had actually mentioned this on our list of like things that were upcoming for the new year. And we were kind of like both intrigued by the premise. I'm like, oh, yeah, why hasn't anybody done this before?
Yeah.
And like tarot cards have been like very popular like now in culture.
And they're spooky, or they can
be. Kids now, whatever.
Yeah. Like, very almost like not, I don't want to like correlate it too much to Ouija, because, you know, because tarot cards I wouldn't say are haunted in any way, whereas like Ouija definitely has that, like, oh yeah, you're talking to ghosts kind of situation. Tarot in itself I wouldn't even say is future telling. Like, you're not fortune telling. You are simply reading the energy of the moment, and you're giving the best insight to that. Like, that's how I read tarot. Yeah. So to say that, like, watching this or watching it and being just like infuriated with how they did, how the main character reads tarot, and like how they didn't quite get the good enough of background it seems like they didn't have their enough research on tarot itself. And I understand that, like, it's supposed to appeal the masses. You want everyone to see your movie, da 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 da. But I was like, you couldn't get like a couple things right.
I don't know if it's because, like, first of all, like, tarot is so well known at this point that you had to have done your research, and you had to have had consultants, and we can also do our little bit of research and find out like what they did on it.
Yeah.
But like you said, I think they tried to do like a different approach on it. So like, maybe that's where they're like, oh yeah, everybody's going to call us out if we do it a certain way. So we kind of have to do it a way like not everybody knows about. So it becomes more. But then again, like, there's a bunch of people don't give a shit about their zodiac sign. So like, if they watch this, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, they might want a good horror movie.
But they didn't even do that well. You know what I mean? They didn't. So it made me feel like I made a couple quick videos that I put like on our Instagram and our TikTok. And I fully admit, like, every person reads tarot differently, and there isn't like a right or a wrong. But back to being like, it felt like it was either they were going for, we have to make this appeal to everybody. So they didn't want to like pinpoint. They didn't want to get too detailed. But then that's the part where it bummed me out, because I was like, this doesn't even make any fucking sense what you're doing, lady. Like, the way she reads tarot. I was like, what?
It was pretty generic. So let's run it down, right? A group of friends are renting an Airbnb for the weekend for somebody's birthday. And then they come across very a la Cabin in the Woods, which I'm
very
really surprised they fucking
a la
did.
Cabin
I'm
in the like, Woods. Very Final like, Destination and a little bit too.
Yeah, like they come across a basement or a secret room full of a bunch of spooky occult stuff.
Yeah.
And they basically were like, well, we can pick anything in here, and this is what's going to be the basis of this fucking movie. It just happened to be a tarot deck. And then one of the friends just happens to read tarot. reads their tarot deck, but includes the, I like how you were like, includes astrology with it. And then you were like, they did like a 15 card spread, and you're like, that's a lot of fucking cards.
It is. It's a lot of fucking cards. Right. She puts down like a middle, like one, like she does a circle and then she puts one in the middle. And the way she does it, she goes, well, you're a Leo, so here's death card. I'm like, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. Like, I was getting so mad. I was getting so mad. I was like, you cannot assign a zodiac sign to a tarot card. That is not how it works. Like,
what was it? No, like, I've seen, like, in some movies I've seen them do like a 3 or 4 card read, and I'm like, and then that's, they go through standard. It fairly quickly. Yeah, right. Is that a thing, right? Maybe I get that.
I would
right?
say, yeah. Like, I would say a 3-card spread is like a really basic thing, especially if you're just kind of like meeting someone. You're like, oh yeah, let me test the energy. Or like, do you have something? Like, I would ask a friend, I'd be like, is there a question or something that's been on your mind recently that you would like to pinpoint as far as like this reading goes? And I would probably pull 3 cards, and then you can always pull more to clarify, because sometimes you don't get everything in the first 3. 5-card spreads are also really popular, and there's different spreads to do, again, if it's a specific question someone has in mind or an idea. But like, for this, she's like, I'm just gonna do your horoscope. You're a Leo? And I'm like, huh? Like, or you're a Scorpio? And I'm like, like, some people do that. Like, there are tarot readers that will give you like a horoscope for the month. Like, oh yeah, you're an Aquarius, pay attention for this, maybe this might be happening to you, da 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 da. But again, it's vague, and it's whatever is for you is for you, like that kind of thing. That's why I don't say it's future telling, or you're not fortune telling, you're not a psychic necessarily. Yeah, I don't know. Drove me crazy.
No, that's fine. Like, if this would have been like, I don't know. I mean, because the same thing is the reason why we watch horror movies, right? Like, we get fucking nerdy about it and we fucking go through it. And like, if it doesn't makes sense in our fucking world of the things we're knowledgeable about, then yeah, we get fucking up in arms too, and like, this is what you're knowledgeable about, and like, yeah, it got to you. But they're doing like a 15 card read on fucking 6 main characters.
Yes.
In the fucking first half of this movie, it's a takes a while to fucking get to the rest of it, because like you said, if you would have done 3, you could have gone through it much fucking faster. And we're like, by the time they get to the fucking 8th one and all the drama's fucking unrevealed by who dating who and who's the funny one and who's the fucking promiscuous one or whatever, then you're like, all right, cool. Like, what the fuck's the next fucking thing? Because after that point, I already forgot.
Yeah.
Like
I watched this movie last week and I'm like, what happened? Who died when? Yeah. Like, this card got when? Like, the artwork on the deck. Sorry to interrupt you.
You like the artwork. No, you like, yeah.
You didn't like it?
The artwork was good. It was fine.
Okay.
Let's see.
I just thought it was a cool deck. Like, that would be a deck if I saw that artwork that I'd probably pick up.
Let me take a look at it. No, but like, it was shot really well. It looked great.
Yes.
I have no issues with that. And I thought the creature designs and the effects were really fucking good. Like, they spent money.
Yes.
Speaking of money, the budget was $8 million, which is not bad. And it made back $50 million, which.
So it made its money.
Made success, you know, after marketing and everything.
I'm super interested if we're going to get another terror horror movie, if it's related to this one at all, or if they're going to do something fresh. I'd like to see another one. See. I still think it's a cool idea, hands down. Yeah,
there might be a Korean version that we could probably check out.
And the one part that I guess I did like as well, the creatures were cool. Same artist. So the guy that did the deck was the same guy that created the monsters. So Trevor Henderson, I believe his name is. So he rules. Sorry it turned out that way for him. But, oh yeah, the part with the final destination where I think I mentioned before where it's like, oh yeah, you've used this cursed deck, so therefore you're all cursed and you're supposed to die in the ways that your horoscope has shown. So that was the part where it felt a little bit Final Destination-y to me. Like almost like death was chasing them in a way. Like, because that's what she says at some point in the movie, where she's like, oh, which card was yours? Like, oh, that's right. You're a Pisces. Okay. So like she knew. I'm like, bitch, shut up.
Rising like- water or something like that, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even remember. Like, the only one I remember is there's the guy from the Spider-Man movies who was supposed to be like a comedic relief, but he's just playing the same guy.
Yes.
For Spider-Man. Is. So yes. I'm just like, it's kind of like hard to suspend disbelief because you're just doing the same thing. But then again, he at the end of the movie, he doesn't even die.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert. Like, he's the only one left. Because what? Because he's the funny guy? So like, he or got maybe his like, kill.
They're bringing him back for part two. I don't know.
Well, the kill, because his kill scene was interrupted by his roommate. So like, you know, he, yeah. But then like, I don't know, whatever. And I got nothing. It's a little infuriating.
Yeah. It was just.
Because like.
Yeah.
It could have been good.
Yes, exactly. Potential. A lot of potential there. And I'll even admit, you guys, like, I know my expectations were high because I am a tarot fan. So I was just like, oh, it's such a letdown that they didn't even like try to get some details right. It was like, we're either doing this really vague, which is what they went for. Like, and I'm like, you couldn't even, like, I feel like any person that likes tarot like myself watched that movie and has probably felt similar. But I did like the fact that I had one person be like, look, it was cheap and easy. And that's where I'm going to stand on it. I'm like, you're right. It was cheap and easy. It's a quick watch.
But it was cheap. Yeah, but it was cheap and easy. But you're taking something that's beloved by a lot of people. And that yes. is by used by a lot of people. And then you're doing it in the genre that is also beloved by a lot of people. So like, you got to bring something to the fucking table other than like the good premise that you fucking, you know, fell short on.
100%.
And I'm like, all right, but what would you have done to make the movie just a little bit better? I mean, you didn't have to make we're not expecting a spectacular movie, but we were expecting maybe like an enjoyable movie.
I guess yeah. I would have appreciated a little bit more in depth on the tarot, like on the reads itself. And I would have liked a little bit of the plot been more focused upon that. Like, for instance, maybe like the couple in the group was like fighting, and maybe like her tarot thing was maybe something more along like a boyfriend, like related to that, or like the funny guy, like his tarot reading was something was relating to in their lives that they could have reflected that, other than it just being like, oh, what was your horoscope? Like, what was Leo today? Oh, that's how you're gonna die. Like, what? Like, like, use that to your advantage. Like, you could.
Also, you're not like you got some good effects. Like I said, the end scene, the third act with the fucking everything flying up in the air. The monsters are like, I didn't like the art so much, but like the adaptation from the card to the prosthetics and the real I thought was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
But like the execution of the kill scenes, like felt a little bit flat on. But it also, I guess it was rated PG-13, so I'm just like, they gotta censor right. a lot of that stuff. But even then, like, you're not, maybe you do that, maybe you do the, you don't show anything. But you got to show the reaction of what the friends find afterwards. Like, okay. you got to give the visceral feeling. You have to give their reaction so you can tie it to yourself, or you can relate to it, be like, oh shit, what would I do if I saw my best friend fucking turned inside out because they were the fucking, I don't know, 10 of erasers or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know tarot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you don't. But you're right. Like, they drew this, like, yeah, the 10 of cups or something. Like, but the thing is also with tarot is that none of the cards are negative in any way. It's all, again, it's all in how it's interpreted. And like, what?
But this is a cursed deck.
Yeah, it's a cursed deck. And it's just like, all right. And also the just the likelihood that any of these people were drawing like of the major arcana or arcana, whatever people pronounce it differently.
Oh.
Like, it's so, and like, like there's only 24 of those cards. And then there's like there's 44 of the other ones. So it's just like, I'm like, okay, it's very confusing, like, as a person who understands tarot.
Like, so they drew all aces and kings and queens.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, what? Like, you know, like, there's
somebody's counting cards here.
Yeah, who's counting cards, guys? Like, what are we doing?
I know, I love it. Get fucking nerdy with it. Technically, you wouldn't draw all premier cards from the Arcana. No, I don't think so very much. Thank you.
Exactly. And actually, how many of those were reversed? Because sometimes when it's reversed, it changes the meaning of your entire reading. But again, you have to know the meaning of all the cards in relationship to the... That's where it comes into play. That, like, you can understand exactly what each one of these cards means. Of course you can. You can memorize it. But it's different every single time for every single person and how they're displayed together and how they're drawn together. So, yeah, it was a really cheap way. And, like, I like how you said it. Like, this is so beloved by so many people. You fucked up, guys. Like, so I want a rated R terror movie. Like, let's do it right. Like, no more PG-13. Let's do this rated R. Let's make it fucking spooky.
Yeah. So as of now, the two directors of this movie would said that they would do a sequel if the opportunity arises. That leads me to believe
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want a sequel. I mean,
not with that. Not from that. Not from that. Like, if they're going to do it, someone else needs to pick it up, I guess, with completely different funding and make it something different. But I'm totally down for calling it tarot again. Like, give me a good horror tarot movie. I want that.
I mean, and in this fucking world where so many other fucking movies have fucking, like, direct to fucking video sequels, like, you can do a fucking sequel.
Of course you can.
And you can make it gritty and you can fucking make it fun with a fucking very low budget.
And it can be better.
But like I said, you can do a fucking better by just fucking ramping up those little fucking things.
Well, it sounds like it has to be me. I'm just kidding.
Write your fucking tarot movie, Creo.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm adding tarot to it. I have another idea too, which I'm going to copyright right here, is I want to do a goddamn horror movie about a killer snapping turtle. I'm from Minnesota and we have snapping turtles there like motherfuckers. Like, I've seen I've seen ones that look like dinosaurs. They're so big.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And I was like, why don't we have we go crazy for shark movies. We go crazy for any other creature movies, squid movies, whatever. I'm like, why haven't we done a snapping turtle? And that copyrighted, everyone. Don't you fucking take that.
Have you seen a turtle in the water? How fucking fast they move?
Yeah, like, of course. It's water.
It's scary. Like, no. Like, yeah, everybody turtle slow, but like, yeah, but in the water, like,
no, in the water, yourself. And those, their jaws. Wow.
No, like, 100%. No, wow. I had turtles when I was growing up because I was loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and I fucking loved fucking having turtles. But like, no, once like I stopped feeding it turtle food and vegetables, my fucking turtle like was on fucking steroids all of a sudden. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, I'm like, a huge fucking ooh. Turtle. Yeah. It was great. The
Yeah, that's it.
So
tarot's a quick
wanna watch. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's quick. Good gateway horror for
sure. Teenagers? I'll give it that. A good little cute teenager movie. Put it right next to When a Stranger Calls, I guess.
Oh, maybe. But I mean, nobody's watching that one. No. Or, like, you know, rewatch the movie Jumanji. Like, it's fucking great.
You know what? If you have the time, just watch Robin Williams' Jumanji.
Yeah, just watch Robin Williams' Jumanji. You will not be disappointed.
You'll have so much fun.
Yeah, there's so much. You will be way better time than watching this movie.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later. Bye.